If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
So I guess speaking of Kaya Biz, Sumitra Nair has been standing in for Google all week, and she's bringing us a business update this morning. There's a lot to discuss, but I think the first one that we need to tackle is Tanzania banning agri goods from South Africa. What has led to this? And is this something that we can work our way out of?
Yeah, good morning, Sizwe. Tanzania's agriculture minister, Hussein Bashe, posted on X this week announcing that the country is banning imports of agricultural products from South Africa and Malawi as well, saying the move really was in retaliation for similar trade measures from both countries. Now, we do know that these trade talks have been going on. It's been an issue for a while, but it's a bit of a tit for tat going on here. So last week, South Africa also imposing restrictions on several Tanzanian products, agricultural products. This includes rice, flour, ginger, bananas, and maize. But South Africa is not banning these products from the East African country. They instead asking the country to meet some of its health and phytosanitary standards in order to get this product in. So this failure has meant that the goods from Tanzania will not be able to enter until it sorts that out. We've had this issue like with South Africa and Europe over our citrus fruit. So this is basically what needs to happen here. But we're hoping that, you know, they find each other, because these are SADC countries. Trade is really important between them. It's very valuable for both countries. So it looks like discussions will continue, but Tanzania for now digging in its heels and saying nothing else from South Africa.
Oh boy, as if we need any more problems. So we've been speaking about cocoa beans basically shooting through the roof over the last, I'll call it 2 years, right? And as a result, the price of chocolate has been escalating gradually so. And that doesn't seem like it's going to abate anytime soon. So what's going on there?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. I mean, you know, when you talk about prices surging, last year alone, cocoa prices went up 300%. So they have eased slightly, but only at about 20% this year. That's still, you know, coming off that high of 300% is still a long way off. So we've got some way to go. And, you know, I'm not too sure if you got your hands on any Easter eggs last weekend, but you would have noticed that these chocolate treats are more pricey. And the problem here really, again, is adverse weather, climate change, having a huge impact on planting and harvesting. They expect that it may settle down a little bit, but for now, those issues are still worrying farmers, and mostly across Africa. Again, another trade issue here that's impacting agriculture. It really goes to show how much more attention we need to be paying to climate change and how we actually mitigate the impact of that going forward.
And so what are the markets looking like with it being a Friday?
Well, Friday looking a little bit better. We didn't have a bad close on our markets yesterday as well. The JSE ending the day just under 1% firmer, and we were back over that 90,000 point level. So looking good there. Asian stock markets mostly higher this morning as well. Following a strong close on Wall Street overnight. So there were some comments. You know, we're always watching comments coming out of the US, and that manages to move the market. So this time it wasn't from Trump. It was from two other US Fed officials, and they were talking about cutting interest rates. And we know that the markets are looking for those lower interest rates. So that, you know, lifted some optimism in the markets and kind of pushed it. And we saw US markets gain ground. Also, you know, traders and investors also watching for any more comments coming from Trump. And we're still going on the fact that he looks like he's going to be easing up on those tariff negotiations, especially with China. Although China also digging in its heels yesterday, saying that we'll wait for the US. We haven't heard anything in terms of easing on those tariffs, but until such time, they're sticking to their 145% tariffs there. But we saw the dollar gaining some ground there, and that's weakened our rand a little bit. So we had 18.85 this morning against the dollar, 25.05 against the pound, and 21.37 against the euro. We are set for a slightly firmer open this morning on the JSE.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's Sumitra Naidu right there, bringing you Kaya Biz this whole week, standing in for Gugu Mfupi.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.